This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Normally 1 hour on Newsmax TV. Tonight, 2 hours on Newsmax TV. Lots of time to talk to you. Lots of guests stuffed in there as well. But double the time to talk to you if you're wondering where Joe Pags is. My good buddy Pags is off for a couple of days, just like I was just off for 2 days. We have this new buddy-buddy system because Pags and I are back-to-back on Newsmax TV. And so when I'm off, Pags grabs my hour. When he's off, I grab his hours. Hopefully, there aren't too many times a year we're both off at the same time, maybe Christmas and yesterday for July 4th. But other than that, if I'm off, Joe Pags takes a little hour of my time, and I take a little hour of his time when he's off. So good stuff. Joe Pags off today. Tomorrow, I'll have the two-hour special expanded edition of War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, right here on Newsmax TV, both today and tomorrow. And then on Monday, Joe Pags will be right back with you. Great guy. We love Joe. And I hope Joe took good care of my hour when I was gone on Tuesday, getting a little business done the day before July 4th. And yesterday, spent the day in the morning at the Summerlin Parade in Las Vegas, the biggest parade in the state of Nevada. And then spent the night last night at Red Rock Hotel and Casino in the pool area where they shot off the most amazing fireworks display. It was spectacular. Thank you, Red Rock, and thank you, Summerlin Parade. Great stuff in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, so normally at this point in the show, when I'm opening up my Newsmax show, I will rant for a while about all kinds of things going on in the world. But today I've got a guest at the top of the hour, so let's grab him. His name is Doug Papa. He was on last week on my Newsmax 8 o'clock hour, my last hour of the night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, to talk about what we call the coward cop of Las Vegas. There was a cop who was on the 31st floor with a team of five, himself and four other guys with guns, guys and gals with guns, and they did not go to the 32nd floor. They stood there and did nothing. We call him the coward cop. He was the guy in the lead. They all needed him to make a decision. He couldn't make a decision. He was praying to God that his feet would move. They were frozen in place. He was scared to death. You watch the video, you can clearly hear the guns going off above him. You know, that boom, 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 boom of the automatic weapon being shot at, you know, 500 people shot and 50-something wounded, 500 wounded and 50-something killed. I think it was 58 or 59 killed. And they were listening to the gun go off, and people were dying, and cops were under fire, and he did absolutely nothing. Cordell Hendricks is his name. And it's sad to see that happen. So we called him the Vegas coward because it's reminiscent. It's a fair comparison to compare it to the guy, Scott Peterson, the cop in Parkland High School in Parkland, Florida, who didn't go in and stood outside as we heard the automatic weapons and the kids were dying and he did nothing. And we have the same problem in Vegas, and that's why the police, in my opinion, withheld the videos and withheld the testimonies. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal, my newspaper, had to go after them and demand it and take it to the Nevada Supreme Court. And finally, when the Supreme Court ruled you have to hand this stuff over, finally, they handed it over, and it's obvious there was a cover-up. To me, it's obvious they didn't want people to know about this. Now, Doug Papa, who's been on top of this story from day one, I give him a lot of credit for being the guy who's been out there telling you about all the problems with the Vegas massacre. He has found another coward cop, or so it appears. And so, Doug Papa, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon, Wayne. Nice to be back.
So what is the story with a possible second coward cop? What happened, and how sure are you that it happened?
Okay, well, this came from law enforcement sources, and allegedly from what I was told, that night while the firing was going on, there was a LBMPD, a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department sergeant, who handed his assault rifle, AR-15 rifle, to a patrol officer and took off. I since learned... I've had several sources on this. that the patrol officer, after it was over, actually got disciplined, some type of reprimand or discipline. I don't know exactly what it was, because he wasn't authorized to possess or wasn't trained with the rifle. And, of course, obviously the sergeant had no business giving him the rifle in the first place. But the big thing here is, like, allegedly this guy took off. He just said, hey, like, I'm out of here, and then just disappeared and left the patrol officer with the rifle. Now, I heard also that the sergeant has since been removed from assignment into another position somewhere.
But
so
not fired.
No, because I'm sure they got to do an investigation. Now, Monday morning, what I did, I sent a message to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Public Information Office, and I requested through a media request the name of the sergeant and the officer involved, and also told them what I just told you, and told them that there was a deadline for the story by Tuesday night, close of business day. Well, now it's Thursday afternoon,
and nobody ever got back.
You know, I've nothing back from them. So that's what I got. You know, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, because, you know, I mean, right now, all the information that Hendricks was the closest officer that could have made a difference with his team that was up there. But I guess this guy was down there somewhere while the firing was going on and decided that he wanted out of there, gave the rifle to the patrol officer, and then took off, from what I understand.
Right. And see, bad as Hendricks is, Cordell Hendricks, as bad as that story is, and I've been on top of it with a column last Sunday in the Las Vegas Review Journal. I don't think anyone in Vegas knew about any of this. You know, Doug, when you write your stuff, it's for a Baltimore newspaper/website. And most people in Vegas have never seen it. They don't know about it. They're not getting this information in Vegas. So when I wrote about it, people were startled. Then I wrote a follow-up story today in the Vegas newspaper, and I mentioned that the story hit the front page of Fox News on Tuesday. I wasn't here on Tuesday. I took the day off. Then Wednesday was July 4th. Took the day off. I want you all to know it was the front page story at the Fox News website the entire day Tuesday, about the coward cop who froze inches away or feet away from the Vegas massacre killer. He did nothing. And the story quoted myself, and the story quoted my interview with Lieutenant Randy Sutton, retired, a very heroic, decorated cop of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. It should have quoted Doug Papa, because Doug was on my show right after Randy, and Doug and I spoke about this extensively, but they quoted Randy Sutton on my show, and that turned into the front page story at Fox News. So the word is now getting out. Tucker Carlson has done some stories about it. I've done many stories about it. The whole Vegas massacre, Doug, here's something I wanted to get in with you. It's not just the cowardice on behalf of a couple of cops, one of whom did nothing and the other of whom, it sounds like now, was absolute dereliction of duty and desertion. Deserted his partner and deserted the police force and deserted the people of Las Vegas when they were in need the most and said, I'm out of here, and handed his gun to the other guy. Wow. That's amazing. But even worse than that, I think, is there's just a lot of questions about the entire Vegas massacre. And I wanted to get into that with you. Just what are your observations? Do you really believe there was only one shooter? Do you really believe it was just Stephen Paddock? Do you believe we're being told the truth by the FBI and by the police and by the federal government? Because to me, the entire case stinks to high heaven.
Wayne, before I get into that, a couple of seconds here. I want to say something real quick, because I know we've been talking about coward cops and dereliction of duty. The Las Vegas community lost a real warrior last week. Chuck Collingwood was retired from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department in 2014. He spent 17 years on the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department SWAT team. Prior to that, he's a Vietnam veteran. He spent 20 years in the military, Green Beret Special Forces. And then the last 8 years in his military career, he was the best of the best, the elite of the elite the Army has to offer. He was a Delta Force operator for 8 years. He passed away through natural causes at his home last week. And I just want to mention that, because I know there's a lot of police officers and friends of Chuck's who are out there. He was a true warrior, a true hero, and it's a great loss to the community and to the country.
How old was he, by the way, when you say passed away of natural causes?
He was only 68 years old. He died of, I think it was a brain aneurysm or something like that. He passed away, last week. It's very sad because, like I said, Chuck, for 17 years, this man was on all the SWAT call-outs that happened in Clark County for 17 years. And when he retired in 2014, he worked part-time with the SWAT team also as a trainer in armor and stuff like that. And nothing about Chuck. He was also on the Golden Knights when he was in the military, the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachuting.
Parachutes.
He had 5,200 competition jumps to his record. But anyway, Green Beret, Special Forces, Delta Force, which is the best you can get, operated 20 years, and when he retired from the military, he put on the uniform of the Metro Police Department out here and was a police officer for 20 years in Metro. Very sad, a warrior and a true hero in every sense of the word. I just want to get that out there.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you got it out because, listen, if you look at both my columns and whenever I look at your columns, Doug, and you give me a lot of leads, Doug Pop is an important guy in the story who's dug a lot of leads. You and I both talk about what heroes most cops are. 90%+ of cops are heroic guys who want to risk their lives to save you and me and the average Joe or Jane in the street. And this guy sounds like, Chuck, sounds like exactly that kind of guy. That's what I think of when I think of a cop, someone who's action-oriented, someone who likes the action, someone who hears bullets and loves to race towards them, the excitement of it all and saving people's lives and being a hero and gung-ho. I don't think of someone who drops his gun and says, holy crap, I'm out of here. This is crazy. I want no part of this, and runs. I don't think of a guy who says, make my feet move, God. Please make my feet move. Oh, my God, I don't know how long I was frozen. My feet didn't move. And people are dying while he's saying this to himself. It's unbelievable. So those two are exceptions to the rule. The real heroes are like the guy that Doug was talking about, Chuck Hollywood. What's his last name?
Collingwood. Chuck Collingwood.
Collingwood. Collingwood. This guy is a hero. Most cops are heroes, and we always want to make sure we're talking about the ones who don't live up to expectation. They're few and far between. I love cops, and I think they're great people, and they fight for you and me, and they defend you and me. Thin blue line. They're the only thing stopping all the bad guys from overwhelming our country. So thank you to the police out there. But when there's a bad one, it would be a disservice to the great ones to not point it out and not tell you this guy is not up to snuff and he should be fired. So, all right, stay with us, Doug Papa. Hang through the break. I want to know what you think about the overall Vegas massacre story we've been told. Quick break. Wayne Allyn-Root, Newsmax, 2 hours today. Joe Pags will be back on Monday. More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. Special two-hour edition on Newsmax TV today because Joe Pags is away for a couple days on vacation, well-deserved, just as I took a couple days off on the first end, the opening end of this week. He's grabbing him at the back end. And good for you, Joe. He'll be back on Monday. Joe Pags back in his usual time. On Monday, I'm Wayne Allen Root. This show comes to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's why I'm very interested in the Vegas massacre. It's not a local issue. It's a national issue. It's the worst mass shooting in the history of America. We've got Doug Papa on the line with us in a continued interview. U.S. military veteran, former police officer, 40-year private security, private sector security and investigations professional. He has done the most extensive research and investigation into this Vegas massacre. He's come up with all kinds of problems and issues. And so, Doug Papa, welcome back on the show with Wayne Root. How are you?
Pretty good, Wayne. How are you doing today?
So we opened up this interview talking about possibly another cowardly police officer. That's the word that you got. And so that could very well be a real reason why they wouldn't release the Vegas police, where had to be forced, their hands had to be forced to release videos and testimony. They were embarrassed by some things that happened. So, you know, that's number one. That's part one of the story. Part two is I wanted to get from you some things that still bother you. We got about 4 minutes. Tell us what still bothers you about this case. I know the lock interrogation, is that how you pronounce it? Lock interrogation bothers you. Tell us what that is and why that bothers you.
Okay. As anybody knows that goes into any modern hotel, you're given basically a credit card type key. And when you put that key into the slot on the door, that's a little computer in there. And what security does through investigations and stuff, being in the industry, if you want to determine who went into that room, when the door opened, and all this type of stuff, they download the information from that lock. It's a computer chip in there. And they download it. It's basically download lock interrogation. It's called lock interrogation report. And what that gives you, and there's different manufacturers that have it, but basically, they all give you the same thing. When you download the information out of that lock, you're going to get the time and the date that any key was putting in that door, put in the door, excuse me, to access the door. In other words, if it's a housekeeping key, it's a guest key, a security key, a maintenance key, bell key, whatever, and it gives you the time and date. It also will show whether the deadbolts were engaged on that door and whether the doors open and close. So what I bring that up for is this. In the FIT report that was released in January, there's a preliminary investigative report, it was done by the force investigation team, they make note of the lock interrogation in one of the pages, and they say basically, I don't know the exact times, but about 15 minutes before Paddock opened fire at 10:05 around there, they say the deadbolts were engaged on both 135, which was the main suite, and the adjoining room 134. Now, just so people know, in order to engage a deadbolt, by a guess, it has to be done from inside the room. You cannot do it from outside the room. So somebody was in that room, and we assume, just for the sake of argument, it's Paddock. So he puts the deadbolt on 135, he puts the deadbolt on 134, and then he starts shooting. Okay? Now, they don't mention anything about the lock interrogations after that in the FIT report. So I've been talking, I've been writing in multiple stories since last year and requesting Joe Lombardo, the sheriff, to release the lock interrogation reports for October 1st. The reason being is this. If those lock interrogations show that the deadbolts, once they were engaged, never were disengaged up until the time they breached the doors, in other words, the deadbolts never came off the door, then they breached the door an hour and 5 minutes later, that means nobody could have went out of the room, and there was nobody else in the room but Paddock, and that takes away all the conspiracy theories about multiple people in the room and somebody blew his brains out and left. Now, they haven't released that, and it's 9 months. Now, let me tell you this. If the lock interrogation reports show that the deadbolts, or either one of the deadbolts, were disengaged and one of those doors opened prior to that 1 hour and 5 minutes before the entry team went in, well, then we have a serious problem here. That means somebody from inside the room left the room. We don't know that right now. And I've been asking them for it to do that because I think it's very important to find out once and for all if anybody left that room after the firing stopped. And we don't know because they haven't released lock interrogation.
Right, I got it. We don't know, but it's suspicious that they won't release it. It's been 9 months. Why haven't they released it? Same reason I'm suspicious about the videos and the testimonies. And you know what bothers me, Doug, and you hear the music. So we're going out in a couple seconds, but you keep saying the hour and 5 minutes before they breached the door. That's what bothers me. Where was SWAT? How could you not breach for an hour and 5 minutes? Do you know how lucky the police got? You know how lucky the police got? This guy could have kept shooting for that entire hour and 5 minutes. He certainly could have kept shooting for another 10 minutes longer than he shot, where he supposedly shot a burst of 10 then killed himself. What if he had shot a burst of 20 minutes? He would have killed twice as many people. He'd have 1,000 injured and 100 dead. And yet they never bothered to send SWAT to breach the door. What kind of story is this? It's very strange. Doug Pop will have you back again in a few days to explore a few more inconsistencies. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
War now.
USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work, and he was also asked about the text that he sent to fellow FBI agent Lisa Page. Things also got rather contentious at the hearing between the Republicans and Democrats.
Point of order. The witness will answer the question.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney-client privilege, and he has been advised not to answer the question.
The gentleman will suspend.
Parliamentary inquiry. What rules are we following that would dictate such an answer by you, Mr. Chairman?
We are following the rules of the committee.
Could you cite the rule?
No.
The gentleman Democratic from South members Carolina have a right recognized. To know what the rules are in governing this hearing.
Agent gentlemen,
can you share with us
the gentleman
rules
is not
you're
order.
Making up as you gentlemen. Go along?
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in England, where they will meet with Prime Minister Theresa May and the Queen. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Remember on the NBC Today Show, they say, where in the world is whoever their host was? I can't remember the guy's name. They fired him for sexual harassment. What was the guy's name? Lauer. Matt Lauer. I can't even remember his name. I'll quickly forget, right? Matt Lauer was on TV for 20 years. Now he's gone. Out of sight, out of mind. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? And then he would show up in Argentina, and they'd turn on the camera, and he's in Argentina. Tomorrow he's in Antarctica, whatever. And so where in the world is Joe Pags? I don't know, but he'll be back on Monday. This is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're wondering, where's Joe? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. My show is right after Joe's every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And whenever I'm out, Joe Pags grabs my show. So he does the earlier show, and then he does my later show. Whenever Joe is out, I grab his earlier show, and then I do my later show. So I'll be on for 2 hours today and tomorrow, Friday. And then on Monday, Joe Pags will be back in his usual spot. Where in the world is Joe? I hope he's out enjoying himself in a beautiful place, a beautiful part of the world. Joe Pags, Wayne Root says hi. All your fans miss ya. I hope you all get a taste of Wayne Root, though. And from now on, you stick with Joe, and then you stick with Wayne Root the hour afterwards. And that he becomes a regular part of your program needs every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, War Now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. We take lots of calls from the audience, by the way. 833-WAR-NOW is the phone number, 833-WAR-NOW. And we'll do that in the next hour, and we'll do that towards the end of this hour. The next segment, we will take calls, and you can line up right now, and I'll take your calls. 833-WAR-NOW, 833-WAR-NOW. Numerically, it's 833-927-8255. But in the meantime, we've got a great guest on the line, Mark Skousen. He's an economist. He's the producer of this great event, the world's greatest libertarian, and I call it libertarian and conservative event. But it is in Las Vegas, Nevada every year. People fly in from all over the world, but in particular all over the United States to be at this event. Generally 2,500 to 3,000 attendees. It's called Freedom Fest, and this year it's July 11th to 14th at the Paris Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. By the way, My granite star on the Las Vegas Walk of Stars is sitting in the sidewalk in front of the Paris Resorts. So I'm very proud that he picked the hotel where my star is sitting right outside. One of 75 people ever awarded his own star in the Vegas Walk of Stars. Freedom Fest. You can find out more at freedomfest.com. He's got a big announcement to make about a huge event on Thursday night, which is the 12th. Thursday, July 12th, next Thursday, a week from tonight, at 6:10 p.m., is my big debate just added to the schedule. Welcome, Mark Skousen, the producer of Freedom Fest. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. I can't wait for this debate. You know, we have libertarians and conservatives, and they're going to be really clashing with your debate because you're representing. You used to be a libertarian, and now you're a conservative.
I'm a Trumper.
Yes, and you're going to debate a never-Trumper. And you know what? Here's how I build this. Newsmax versus the New York Times. How's that? You represent Newsmax and your radio program, and we have Ross Douthat, the conservative columnist for the New York Times. So you're both conservatives, but he's a never-Trumper. And you guys are going to clash for at least half an hour. Who knows how long this is going to last? I can't wait.
Well, it could be 3 hours if you let me keep talking. It'll be a month. But, you know, it's funny because you keep calling him a conservative. First of all, there are no conservatives in the New York Times. They allow people that are slightly more to the right than the usual liberals in the New York Times. Number two, I've read his column many times. He isn't even remotely close to a conservative. He isn't even on the same chart as me on any issue. So how could he be a conservative if I'm a conservative and he doesn't believe in anything I believe in and he hates
Trump?
Well,
for example, social values, for example, we have a debate on should we dedicate a room to Hugh Hefner. Did he liberate women or did he exploit women? And he's making the argument, a standard conservative argument, that Hugh Hefner exploited women and took advantage of their physical nature and desensitized people to sex and so forth. That's a very conservative issue. So, and he's very much in the cat. You know, he's a Catholic, a practicing Catholic. So that makes him often a conservative on social issues, right?
I'll give him a list of 10 things why elect a Republican president, not Trump, any Republican president. And Trump is on the right side of every issue, and I'll bet he doesn't agree with me on any of them. To me,
well,
it can't
he's
be a conservative
on the right
unless
side
you
issue of trade. You have to admit he's not a free trader. He's a protectionist, and most conservatives and certainly all libertarians believe in free trade and none of this fair trade nonsense.
He's asking for free trade. He actually made a plea twice in the last month. If you guys don't like the tariffs, let's all agree to free trade and no tariffs anywhere in the world. But as
right,
long as
he's
you
not
have tariffs
really pushing
against
that.
Us.
He's pushing an agenda that, look, even, and this is going to be a very big part of this debate, if you can support Trump and his protectionism, I think it's a very dangerous road. And you can see that with even U.S., producers, even General Motors coming out against the Trump things because they know that it means higher prices for consumers and it hurts their market.
Because they're all wussies. In order to win this battle, you got to go after it.
How
big
could
time
you call anyone with Harley Davidson hog a wussy?
All the Harley Davidson people are on Trump's side and against Harley. I'll bet you Harley is badly damaged by the decision to open a plant outside the United States. In my opinion, that'll be a death blow to Harley Davidson. And probably they won't even go through with it. It's another threat. Just like Trump threatens to win his negotiations, this is their threat. Trump will find a way to keep him in the United States. If they don't, they're going to really pay for this. Big mistake. But anyway, you know, you can't, if you go back on presidential campaigns, Mark, trade wars were like never part of the Republican or conservative agenda. To me, the agenda is taxes, regulations, the size of government, affirmative action, which Donald Trump used executive order to basically end yesterday, so my kid can get into college with better grades. Someone shouldn't get in just because he's black or Spanish or brown, just because he's got worse grades than my son. Who should get in? My son. The guy with the better grades should get in. They have better grades. They should get in. I don't care about the color of your skin. Trump is he's the most conservative president in history. So I don't mind you not liking Trump. I just mind talking about
saying he's a conservative. And that's our debate topic, you know, is it because you're listing the issues that Reagan raised in many cases, and he started this campaign, and maybe Trump is extending it further. So our debate topic is Trump another Reagan, or is he a Mussolini, an authoritarian figure?
And I'll be glad to tackle that one. Believe me, I know one Mussolini. He had 8 years. His name was Barack Obama. And Ross Douthat never said a word about him. None of the liberals, none of the never Trumpers got as upset over Obama's Mussolini-like dictatorship actions, like using the IRS to try and destroy my life, as they all seem to get over Trump. When was the last time Trump used the IRS to hurt an opponent? Trump's not Mussolini. Obama was Mussolini. And nobody cared when Obama did it. But all of a sudden, they're all so offended when Trump does something. It's amazing to me. I just think the whole thing's funny.
Yeah.
But that's why this will be a great debate.
That's why
it'll be a great debate. Great debate. So let's make sure everybody knows about it again. It's a week from today. So that's why I had you on the show tonight. So it's easy to remember. 1 week from today or 1 week from tonight, July 12th, 6:10 p.m. Vegas time. And it'll be at least a half hour. But I think it'll wind up being a 45 minutes to an hour debate between myself of Newsmax TV up against Ross Douthat, is that how you pronounce it?
Douthat
of the New York Times. So it's Newsmax TV and Wayne Root against Ross and the New York Times. It'll be a humdinger of a debate. We'll have a lot of fun. And it's the only thing going on that night. So the entire audience of Freedom Fest will be there, 2,500 people or more. It'll be a lot of fun. And I really appreciate Mark Skousen adding something so special at the last minute so I could show off my debate skills. We will have a good time, Mark. I promise you.
FreedomFest.com, and they can use the code ROOT100, all caps ROOT100, to get $100 off. So check it out at FreedomFest.com.
All right, that's very creative of you. They put my name in at ROOT100, so they know you're calling from Newsmax, so that they can find out if they get a lot of Newsmax people to fly in for this event. But especially if you're watching or listening right now and you're in Las Vegas, then it's easy. This is the easiest thing in the world. I mean, people fly in from everywhere in America, 50 states, and they fly in from many foreign countries. Jim Rogers comes in from China every year, or Hong Kong, wherever he is.
Hey, and we have your friend George Will coming, too.
Oh, George Will. You should have me in a debate with him. I'd love to debate that guy. He's another one that calls himself a conservative and then gave a column in the New York Times a week ago that said, I want everyone in America to vote Democrat for every Senate and every House election this year so that we can knock out the Republican lead and we can take over Democrats and we can impeach Trump. I think these guys are deranged. I got to tell you, there's something wrong with them. They're wired wrong.
Well, we're going to ask them that question, so I know you're not going to be there to ask them because you're doing your radio show, but I will ask them, and looking forward to, you know, we have both pro and, you know, people debating on both sides of these issues, and that's what's great about Freedom Fest is that we don't have an agenda ourselves. We let everybody speak and say what they want.
No, no question about it. Freedom Fest is great, and it's a meeting of the greatest meeting of free minds in the world every summer in Las Vegas, and that's why people fly from all over the world. So one last time, it's you go to freedomfest.com, and you put in the code ROOT100, and you get $100 off your attendance of the normal price, and we appreciate Mark Skousen and you putting on such a great event. Thank you for coming on the show, Mark. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you. See you at Freedom Fest.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, next Thursday. All right, so we're going to take some calls. Actually, we've got a couple minutes here. Let's grab our first call right now. Let me give the number. It's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, a special two-hour edition of this show. How much time do we have left, Chris? Just 1 minute. All right. So we'll take all the calls we get back in the next segment and then throughout the next hour. I've got a two-hour special edition today and tomorrow. Joe Pag's on a little short vacation, a much-deserved one. He'll be back on Monday. I love Joe, and I know all of you do, too, in this 7 o'clock hour. But then comes my hour where my fans love Wayne Root, and Joe took good care of them when I was out several times in the last few months. So thank you, Joe. So we have a little buddy system going on here. Joe's out. Wayne takes over. Wayne's out. Joe takes over. We each get a two-hour show out of it. It's great stuff. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll be right back, and I will take your calls. We've got Scott in Orlando, Maria in New Jersey, and many others lined up, and there's still room for more. 833-WAR-TALK. I'm War. Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn.
Alan Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I promise you we get some calls in this quarter. I like to see my show as a football game, you know? First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter. We're headed for the finish line here. Let's get into the end zone, boys. All right, we've got Scott in Orlando on line two. Line two, Scott. Hey, Scott, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Well, first off, I want to say thank you so much for taking my call. You always take my calls and answer my emails lightning quick. You are a true gentleman. But the reason for my call tonight, Wayne, is I want to bring up a quick angle on the immigration problem, not the stuff you're seeing on the news at the borders, but the legal side of it. And the reason I can speak to it is I'm actually living it right now, and it's a literal nightmare.
Okay.
My wife is originally from Colombia, and just to let you know, did not try to bring her over, met her here in Orlando in this country, been married almost 2 years now, started the process right after we got married. She was here on a visa legally, and it's been a year and a half. I'm not really complaining too much. I know they're a little backed up, but I'm talking, I've paid into this thing right at about $5,000 at this point, which there's your answer why all these people are trying to come over illegally.
Right.
How these applications cost $5,000 is absolutely beyond me. But she was in tears this morning because she calls every couple of months to check status, and she was told this could possibly take another 31 months. Are you kidding me? 31 months? So they could then charge me three more times for renewals on stuff? I mean,
it's
this
a
sounds
racket.
Like a money grab to me. I'd like to know what your feelings are.
It's a racket, and they're stealing your money so they can let everybody else in free. The Democratic Party loves that on both sides. They love to steal honest taxpayers' money. Government loves that. Democrats love that. Rhinos love that. But in particular, liberals in government love that. The D.C. swamp loves it. And then on the other side, they love to let everybody else in free and do it unfairly and then claim, oh, you got to let them in now because they're Democratic voters. So, A, they get to steal money from the people with money who are almost always Republicans, so they make us poorer, and then they spread the wealth and then they, you know, to government, and then they let the other people in free because they're all Democrats. So it's a scam on both sides.
If they're taking this long on the people that are actually willing to pay for the services,
right,
how are they possibly going to process the folks that aren't paying for anything and will never pay for anything?
No, let me give you an answer on that one. They'll put them ahead of you and your wife. Yeah, that's what they'll do. Watch. Watch they process them quickly and you're still waiting. Maybe she won't wait 31 months. Maybe she'll wait 5 years, 10 years. Because they're in a rush to let the illegals become legal because they got to get them to vote Democrat. Does anybody get that? It's all about Democratic votes, or I should say Democrat votes. I hate calling the Democratic Party Democratic. It's Democrat Party. They want Democrat votes from illegal aliens who they legalize, just like Tammany Hall. You know, they get it's patronage. They do them a favor. They expect you to vote for them for the rest of your life. And these people are coming from a socialist nation called Mexico that just elected a socialist president. So, of course, they're going to vote Democrat when they get here. The whole reason they come to America is for food stamps and welfare. Everybody's got it all wrong. They're not coming here for work. They're coming here for the welfare system. All right, Scott, I appreciate your call. Good luck to your wife. I'm sure she's a very nice lady. And what do we all know? Famous, famous, famous thing. The most beautiful women in the world are from Colombia. So you did good, my friend. All right, David from North Carolina on line 3. David, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
Hey, Wayne.
David,
how
you there?
Doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yes,
how are you?
Doing good.
What's on your mind?
I called about getting your comments about the resignation of Scott Pruitt today and
yes,
what you thought about that, sir.
You know, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of controversy about Scott Pruitt. They hounded him, the liberals, and they hounded his family, and they got printed his home address, and he claims he's leaving because of the disgusting way he was treated and his family was treated. And others will tell you he's leaving because he was involved in a lot of controversies and involving, what, like use of private planes and use of his expense account with the government and what he spent money on. So I don't know what the reason is. I wasn't there. I don't really know. It probably was a combination of both. You know, probably Trump wanted him out because he was the most controversial guy in the whole administration. He was causing him a lot of embarrassment and problems. And he was a lightning rod for the liberals. But the liberals hounded him out because they printed his home address and they went after him and called his home phone and maybe threatened the life of his wife and kids. I feel bad for him. So I don't know. You know, my guess is he certainly did a good job. I like everything he did at EPA, but I wasn't there to know if he improperly used his expense accounts and build things he shouldn't have built. I don't know that, the answer to that. So I wasn't there. So did Trump want him out? I assume that's why he resigned today, but I don't know. Maybe he really wasn't wanted out. Trump liked him, and he really resigned for one reason and one reason only, because his family's been hounded, harassed, and I assume death threats left and right by loony liberals. So very mixed feelings on that. I like what Scott Pruitt did as head of the EPA. By the way, David, do you have any thoughts on it?
No, sir, and I want to thank you for your comment. Have a great evening.
All right, thank you, David. Probably, can we squeeze one more call, Chris, or are we going to head to a break right now? We have 1 minute to go. So when we get back, first in line is Marie. Second in line is Angela from Charlotte, North Carolina. Marie from New Jersey. And then we'll take lots more calls. There's still room for more. 833-WAR-TALK. We're going to start out the show with calls from you and a little sum up of the latest news. And then I've got a guest who is going to really knock your socks off. He is an Uber driver in Las Vegas. An Uber driver who believes that he may very well have had in his car a few nights before the Vegas massacre terrorists who he thinks have something to do with it. It's not just Paddock. And he could tell us a really wild story. And he tried to tell the FBI, and they didn't even call him back. Twice, they didn't call him back. He gave them the information, and they didn't call back. What's the FBI doing? Are you asleep at the switch? Do you care about the American people? How many more murders and terror attacks are going to be where the FBI knew it, had the information in their hand, they did nothing with it? FBI.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.